Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have John W. Spring here, and we have a new director of the White House. I guess, what do you call him? The chief of staff. And what is his name again? I think he's a bean counter who's got a pretty good reputation. I know one of the video comments I heard from him going back about 3 years ago was that Trump was a maniac. I'll tell you the box I'll put Trump in. Trump is a well-intentioned, high-level, Scottish-rate, white-hat Mason. And most Masons do good, for example, like the Shriners.
Yes.
But he's not a Christian. The Christian has three things that are a sign that any idiot, if you're a real Christian, will be able to tell. You don't have to be a genius. Number one, if you live in a fallen world, you're going to suffer. Just because if you try to be a good person, even if you're a good native and you have no knowledge about God. Number two, if you come against evil and actually call it out, you're going to suffer. You're going to have specifically physical, spiritual, economic, and health, and interpersonal attacks. Even generational curses, it'll curse your whole family. And then the third thing is you're going to be an overcomer. You're going to decide that you came against sin, you're going to come against that sin in others, and yourself to the day the last oxygen molecule leaves your mitochondria. Those three signs are present in every Christian. They're external signs. They're signs that you're a verb, not a noun. A Christian is not a noun, it's a verb. You're like the salt and light, like Jesus says in the book of Revelation through John the Apostle. What people have to understand is we want to convert and we want to dialogue with Donald Trump so he becomes from a wooden, Masonic wooden president who's doing good in his own eyes, which is the initial sin that Eve was told by the snake, the reptile, the Chitahuri, if they want to call it, the Naga, that you're so wonderful. God's created you. You've named all the animals in the world. You know everything. You don't even need to pray anymore in the garden to God. And God said, where are you? They came to the garden and Adam and Eve weren't there. And the reason is they weren't praying to God because he could see their nakedness. In other words, they were deciding for themselves what was good or evil. That's exactly the position of both the left and the right. And that includes Donald Trump as well as the Rhino Republicans and all on the left. And part of our problem isn't just General Kelly. It's anybody who advances in any position in government, in medical systems, in corporations, in the law, in judges, in every government on earth, in every religion on earth, it's completely and entirely infested and infiltrated by Luciferic dialectics of opposition. Even our Constitution by the Green Dragon Pub and high-level Masons is entirely Luciferic. It's not Christian. People don't get this, do they? Even if it has a good outcome, and 98% of what the devil does looks, tastes, and smells good. It'll make you live longer, make you prosper, give you better sex, but it doesn't mean it's godly. And what we have to do is get Donald Trump to get on side to do godly things, not things that are right in his own eyes. And I want people to understand this. I mean, I support Trump and he does the right things, and I pray for the man. He's under persecution, but then this is just the public dialectic of opposition to make him look like, well, you got to side with Trump, man, because he's such a good guy. He's a very high-level good guy, patriotic American. I mean, the guy's a patriot. He wants a border. He's willing to even shut down the government to do it. But it doesn't mean it's godly. For example, I don't think that putting troops with no bullets on the border is smart, especially concertina wire. And one idiot woman climbed up and got herself caught in it. And I'm a trauma doctor, So trying to pull people out of barbed wire or concertina wire ain't no fun. You can rip your face off or an arm or leg. So if Trump listened to you and me, he would not only realize when the bombers were put there 2 weeks ago by Mr. Putin in Venezuela, and we talked about this because God sent me visions saying earlier this year that the Russians have been staging for the last year and a half plus nuclear submarines in there, their entire divisions of Chinese military there, and the Chinese Navy, nuclear Navy, is stationed right in Venezuela. People don't get this, do they? They don't realize this is much worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis, and it's right in their back doorstep, and Putin, back in the spring, even threatened that he has long-range hypersonic cruise missiles that can take out America, and we have no southern defense. And Trump is now saying he's going to do the Space Force. Listen, I can tell you, either the man is ignorant and does not understand what we have in terms of weather modification and weather protection technology in space, or missile defense technology, which the Russians have poked holes in, because we have open-door policies through the state of It's a Real Hell. Every one of our intel agencies in America, including the military, has back doors to the state of It's a Real Hell. And It's a Real Hell is just a proxy for the SAD, the Special Activity Division, that not only runs Israel and Saudi Arabia, they run Europe. The superstate Europe is run by our intel agencies. People don't know this, do they?
No.
No. Now, the problem is you're not going to hear this in any other show on this network or any other radio or TV station, and you have to understand, mano a mano, if you and I, John W. Spring, and other people that are real believers, like Calvin Smith is a Christian, and people like Gary Richard Arnold, who's researched all these Masonic people for the last 50 years as a politician, and the ugly facts, and Scott Adams, who runs Red State Talk Radio, and we had a chance to have a mano talk with Trump, maybe this man could be converted to become a Christian first, number one, and number two, get on side and do God's will, because the only way to do good is add an extra O, oh God, put an O in God, and that's the only way to do good. And I'm frustrated. I mean, we've talked about this earlier this year, that we've got so many letters back from Trump or his proxies. We could paint wallpaper an outhouse that would stop the wind from whistling through in the wintertime, but it doesn't make us a step closer to not being nuked by Russia once we eventually tick them off so much as we force the mark of the beast on them and their population, or threaten the hell out of them that they're going to be nuked by our long-range so-called joint strike fighters that are not. They're actually stealth bombers. The F-35, 2,600 that are now in mothballs, being upgraded further by this giant budget that Trump has from the military. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Siegel. And this is why...
I'm frustrated, man. I'm frustrated. And I'm praying to God. I'm saying, God, you have to open the door so you and I, John W. Spring and others, can become the Samuel, the high priest to get Trump to get a come-to-Jesus talk. He needs to start getting some reality. I don't want money for it. I don't want fame. I don't want anything. I just want to save his soul and the soul of not only millions of Americans, but people around the world, because what Trump is doing is laying the groundwork for the New World Order. And his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is a high-level Kabbalistic warlock, laying the groundwork for the abomination that desolates, because he and his wife, who is the daughter of Donald Trump, don't believe Yeshua Jesus was the incarnation of the Creator God. That's why they want to start a blood sacrifice and did a proxy last week on the last day of Yom Kippur, on December 10th, of a wine and grain offering, getting ready to put up this rock altar, this fake rock altar, at near the springs of Gihon, and actually do a proxy sacrifice. And did you know, I found out from my sources, that where they're going to build the American embassy is right over the site of the ancient temple near the springs of Gihon, that the Jews control all that territory below the eastern gate of the Temple of Antonius, the temple that had 10,000 Roman soldiers at the time of Jesus. People don't get this. Trump's laying the groundwork, like King Herod Agrippa, for the final New World Order in the final 7 years. He's laying every freaking step and stone of it, isn't he?
Yes. Now, I'll be honest. I can't tell you at this moment the name of the new White House Chief of Staff, but I do know that not so long ago, when he was congressman, when Donald Trump was a presidential candidate, he had some very derogatory things to say about Trump. And it's really interesting that apparently the president has gotten along well with him at the White House. But basically, he has not had any kind words to say
about him. Mick Mulvaney, now I'll tell you why. The hierarchy has selected that Donald Trump is going to become president. You do not advance in any sphere in any country on earth, whether it's Nicaragua or El Salvador or Russia, including Mr. Putin, That's why I like to refer to Putin as Rasputin, who was the consort of Katerina, the Russian princess. Because remember when they went in and killed the Romanovs, and by the Romanovs were killed, by the way, by the British intel agencies and the Jesuits, who did them for the proxy for the Vatican and the British Queen, because they're relatives. I mean, they're first cousins to the Queen of England that are Germans. So were the Romanovs. People don't know this, do they?
They should.
They should, but they don't know any history. And if I'm your history expert, the fact is, if you don't understand history, it's going to bite you and swallow you down. That's one of my little sayings. It's like, if you don't know history, it's going to eat you skin, muscle, and bone. What do you think of that?
Right, just like George Santayana said many years ago.
He said the same thing, didn't he? Those who do not study history are doomed to repeat it, right?
Exactly.
When we come back, we're giving people this is a season not only to be jolly, but to be truthful, because we're entering a whole new year, 2019, and things are going to get hot, aren't they? Hot.
Yes, they are.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The actual ISIS headquarters in northeastern Syria may still exist. And this is a piece of land territory given to Iraq. It was some kind of deal. What was the deal that actually precipitated this territory transfer? Because the place where there was not only oil fields there in Syria, but there was also territorial control near the Euphrates belt or delta, I guess, area. What's the story behind it? Because this also facility was built underground with North Korean drilling technology, and so it's like a lot of places, they're deep underground bases. It may not be so much on the surface as underground. Just like here at where I'm next door to Pendleton Marine Corps Base, as my buddies have been over there and actually serviced the base, there's a hell of a lot more underground than there is on the surface of Pendleton.
That's what I've heard. I've been on the base of Camp Pendleton a few times, it does seem as if a good share of the activity must occur underground.
Well, I have a first-hand contact who's actually been underground in these facilities, putting special cables on contract for underground facilities, and there's so much more underground. This is like we call Denver Imaginary Airport. Do you know how much it costs to build DIA? $18 billion. And in fact, they removed more debris when they built the building than it took to actually build the first layer of the Panama Canal. And it was spread on eastern Colorado and western Kansas. People don't know that the actual that much debris was removed and displaced by trucks. It took them many years longer to actually open Denver Imaginary Airport, because I took care of the contractors who were working there. I was their doctor. So I know the same kind of garbage is going on in other places. And these people, they want this. I remember seeing the pictures by John McInsane, who recently died, John McCain, from his glioblastoma. And by the way, October was Glioblastoma Awareness Month, because it's got by things like aspartame, because he's a big aspartame lover. And so was Biden's son, who died of the same thing, glioblastoma multiforme. And people don't understand that, just like DIA, John McInsane did selfies in 2009 with ISIS in a little town near Amman, Jordan, because our CIA, the Special Activity Division, trained, armed, and gave sat phones and equipment to ISIS. and Al-Qaeda. I mean, they are our proxies in the area, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's why when we closed in on Raqqa, these other towns, our troops were ballistic when they realized we were flying in helicopters to take their executives and leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda out safely away from these towns that were just about to be blown up or taken over by our troops. They flew them out so they wouldn't die in the hail of bullets as our troops moved in there to clean out the final few shooters. People realize this. Our troops know, like, what the hell's going on here? Why are they flying out these leaders? It's because, you know, just like some of the leaders, these people were working on both sides. They were CIA, they were in Israeli and in Saudi intelligence, believe it or not.
Yes, but getting back to this site in northeastern Syria, it was acquired, as we pointed out earlier, through a land exchange, and Saddam Hussein wanted a parcel of land inside Syria as sort of a safe house on a very grand scale if Iraq was invaded.
Right.
And he had good foresight in that respect.
Did he build a temple or a castle or a major housing complex there too?
I have no knowledge of that.
But by the way,
there were several.
Our U.S. embassy, by the way, in Iraq is the largest embassy of any country on earth. Did you know that?
I believe it is now. Yes.
Yeah, it's the largest embassy, whether it's India, China, or anywhere. The largest embassy on the planet is built by the U.S. government at the cost of billions. Just like, you know, the ancient scientists are billions and billions of stars, billions of dollars to build this damn thing in Iraq. Like, tell me why we built this giant facility in Iraq that's the largest embassy in the world for America. Really? Why?
It's built for military fortifications and communications for dispatching communications, much on the order as the site in ISIS, of ISIS located now in northeastern Syria.
Right.
And it's believed that it's at a depth of about 1 mile of well beyond most nuclear weaponry.
And by the way, symbolically, it's built in the plains of Shinar, which is like the ancient prophecies in the Bible, and it's built right over the exact sites of the ancient giant city of Babylon. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff, isn't it? When you read your Bible and realize these things are not imaginary, this crazy stuff's happening today. And people don't understand, they're not what I call a spiritual and geopolitical and biblical locksmiths like you and I. They're actually unlocking this and say, oh my gosh, that's an interesting thing. I don't have all the answers, but I sure have some good questions. And when I see these anomalies, they pop out at me and say, what's going on here? Why? I don't have all the answers yet, but I got a lot of good questions.
Right. But one thing significant about this site, which I have not actually seen, but calculated must exist, it would be conveniently near enough to the Euphrates corridor. Now, a lot of people don't understand what the term corridor actually means. We had corridors that went from West Germany during the Cold War into West Berlin. Other nations, such as Bolivia, had corridors that would go westward to the Pacific Ocean through neighboring South American nations.
It's between two main rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers.
Yes. Well, actually, the corridor follows along the Euphrates River, the river to the west.
Right.
And the corridor goes right into Baghdad. So it was a convenient route. Sort of an escape route for Saddam Hussein to consider.
Yeah, by the way, Saddam Hussein didn't die as a six-inch shorter sort of proxy. Like his wife said, that's not my husband. When she went to visit him in prison weeks before he was supposed to be, I think he was hanged.
Yeah.
And the fact is, she knew he didn't have straight teeth, and Saddam Hussein was 6 inches taller and had straight teeth. This is a game, and even his wife knew, and nobody even quotes his wife. I mean, nobody quotes Saddam Hussein's wife. I don't know if Uday and Qusay died like they did when they were trying to take trailers of cash out of Iraq, which they tried to, but I know that Saddam Hussein is most likely, sometime during the stay, going to get a hot rock massage at a special facility in probably Indonesia. I'm just guessing here, but I'm saying it's likely that the man is still alive.
Oh, I definitely think so, too, Dr. Deagle.
He was recruited by George Bush Sr., who recently died, and is now, by the way, not in Hades. The ultimate event that happens when you disrespect God and do evil in the sight of the Most High, there is no such thing. One of the greatest lies in the Christian pantheon of apostasy is that a place like hell exists. In fact, the primary reason why atheists believe in atheism is because Christians preach that God is so cruel he'll have you eternal punishment. Hell does not exist, period. It's not open to hell. Even when Jesus talked about hell, there's no such place. It's eternal separation from God, which means you get annihilated. God's not cruel. In fact, the primary reason why atheists believe their foolishness is because if that God is so cruel, I can't believe in that kind of God. That's their reason, believe it or not, for atheism. Right?
Yeah.
People don't get this. It's simple logic, man. Read your Bible. Jesus talked more about hell, about what it is, which is annihilation and separation from God, than even money, believe it or not.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Please continue. So, John, I think it's important for people to understand that I respect and I care and I love our president and I want to support him, but I want him to get some reality checks. I also want people to understand it's not just you can use the left version or right version of the New World Order, but either way, the devil and his minions here on Earth are going to give you a brand of the New World Order. And Donald Trump is not slowing the process down. If anything, he and his son-in-law and his daughter and his other affiliates around him, including Mick Mulvaney, who we call Mickey Mouse, Mick Mulvaney Mouse, are going to push this further. Now, don't be distracted by the persecution Trump's getting from the media and the Democrats and Adam Schefter. I like to call him Schefter instead of Schiff.
Yes.
But if they actually had a reality check and could talk to John W. Spring, and I don't think Trump or the media is even taking this seriously, even though that we have the actual in the public news and here on Drudge, that the Russians moved 2 weeks ago their long-range nuclear bombers. But nobody's talking about it on the news. I don't hear Tucker Carlson or Hannity or anybody. These guys are machinating about the same stupid stuff about Comey. And Comey is an idiot. I mean, this guy says stuff. It's like he's either machinating because he's got pre-Alzheimer's disease or he's a massive narcissistic Luciferian liar. There's no way in between. I mean, he's either one or the other. He's either dying of a brain disease that's eating his cortex, or he's a devil. One or the other. Okay? And Comey is going to go down, just like all these people. Trump is hanging this Damocles sword of the FISA records. If he actually opens up all these records, there's a lot of Democrats that are going to go, and right now, there's a number of investigations that are going after the Clinton Foundation. At the very least, even if the Clintons don't wear orange jumpsuits, their financial future is over, isn't it?
I certainly hope so.
It is. No, I can tell from, what's that called? Judicial Watch.
Yeah.
And the other organizations, they're closing in on them and they're done. Okay, but because Hillary Clinton is the highest level female warlock in the Western world and her coven is in Los Angeles, she's not going to wear orange. Now, she wants to be powerful enough, just like Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, is also a witch. People don't know this. She belongs to a coven in California, too. Did you know that?
Yes.
people don't know that Nancy is a witch. People don't know that. I wonder what. Well, she's also got pre-Alzheimer's. I think it's partly due to her plastic surgery. She's had enough plastic surgery to rearrange her face and get rid of wrinkles.
Yep.
She wants to scratch her left or right butt cheek. All she has to do is reach beside her nose.
Right. She and Adam Schiff come from a very privileged family.
Right, and these privileged families mean they're deeply embedded into the New World Order and high-level masonry. All right?
In one form or another, yes.
In one form or another. It doesn't matter if it's left or the right. It doesn't matter if you preach, like the occasional cortex lady, we call her occasional cortex for Ocasio-Cortez, and she talks about things she has no idea about, but she wants to even send subpoena to Don Jr. It's like, that's a crime already. Why is she not paying for it? I don't know. They want to keep pushing her forward as the next neo-communist that we want to accept into our government. Communism and Christianity do not mix.
No.
People don't know this, and they certainly don't mix with biblical Judaism or ancient Israel either, which is why the religious Jews and the rabbis were the first to be killed by the Bolsheviks. They want to make sure the Jewish rabbis and the truly religious Orthodox Russian pastors were the first to die, didn't they?
Yes.
People don't get this. It's run by atheists and the Jesuits who ran. In fact, Vladimir Lenin's manager was a Jesuit. People don't know this, do they?
They should.
His handler was a freaking Jesuit. Guess who we have as a pope now? We've got this Jesuit maniac, and he doesn't know how to keep his mouth straight when he talks about carbon taxes and other foolish things. The man is evil.
Right. But he's taken on the name of Francis, which suggests that he might be a member of the Franciscan order, which is just about entirely diametrically opposed to the Jesuit order.
Yeah, what he's trying to do is all part of a cover-up scam, just like they have a specific church in Vatican City that actually worships Lucifer. Did you know that? They even have songs to Lucifer in the church in Latin. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Well, you know now. And I've seen the actual video of these church services. You say, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, look, I know about all the ugliness, whether it's in the Catholic Church, the Jewish, apostate Jewish church right now, which is why most Jews, if they're actually somewhat religious, they've read the Sefiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, they've become atheists or agnostics or secular communists. That's why a lot of the so-called genetic Jews are basically attacking against their own so-called beliefs, because it hasn't survived intact for 1,300 years in Babylon. Now, I respect religious Jews who actually revere the Pentateuch and the ancient prophets, but most modern ones worship the words of rabbis and the rabbinic councils over the last 2,000 plus years, including Babylon, over the words of God through his prophets, don't they?
Well, unfortunately, what we have occurring now is atheism entering into all religious institutions.
It's not atheism. Let me explain. It's polytheistic Luciferianism. Because you see, in Luciferianism, everybody is a potential god, just like Mormonism. So it's polytheistic Luciferianism. That's whether you're a native shaman, like Crater Mutwa in South Africa, or you're a Mormon, or you're a high-level Roman cardinal in the Catholic Church, everybody is, in a sense, a potential god. So you like my term, polytheistic Luciferianism? It makes it very simpler, because it's actually, in many cases, pretty palatable, because most of the stuff that people don't realize that Lucifer does looks, tastes, and smells good. It doesn't look, taste, and smell bad. That's why Eve could easily be fooled by Lucifer when he said, look, you're always so beautiful and smart now. You don't need to pray to God to know what's good and evil. You can take from the tree of knowledge of good and evil yourself. That's the first and the only sin, is to not pray to God to find out the source of good and evil. Isn't it?
Yeah.
The first and only sin that mankind can do is not consult God first.
Yeah.
Whether it's murder or theft or covetousness, that is the only sin mankind can do. Isn't that interesting?
So very true.
Yeah. The root of all of evil. But people, it looks, tastes, and smells good. That's why we get fooled by people like Trump, who's got all the, I call it evil jellyfish, evil evangelicals, Christians. You like that, evil jellyfish? The evil jellyfish And the apostate Jews are totally on side, including the state of It's a Real Hell, Israel. And Netanyahu smiles, his wife smiles so hard, I think the woman's going to get a facial sprain when she's there in the company of Donald Trump and Melania. Right?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, please continue. I want to get into this stuff because I want people to know. So when you discover this thing about this corridor, why is this so important for right now? Because I think we're in a matter of months and maybe a few years with the start of the final treaty, because it turns out, I found out from my sources, including Truat and others, that the American embassy is only temporarily in one location. Where they're building the final embassy is right over the springs of Gihon, where the Jews had the original temple that was destroyed completely one stone upon another, not only by prophecies from Jesus' own mouth, but also independent non-Christian Roman historians actually wrote that the temple was so destroyed there was not one stone on the other. So the Wailing Wall is not part of the temple, period. It's part of the Temple of Antonius. And people don't get this, do they?
That's true. I've heard that it's actually a wall that was built by the Romans.
Yeah, it's the Roman wall of the Temple of Antonius, and they had 10,000 troops there. I have all the historical back documents right back, including the Sanhedrin and the Temple Mount Association, and they're trying to build it. And literally, on the last day of Yom Kippur, they did a wine and grain sacrifice as the first sacrifice, and it's a mobile, looks like rock altar. It's not heavy rocks, but it's going to, if you want to call it, artificially made rocks so that you can lift it up a truck and set an altar up.
Right.
And they don't need, by the way, even a tabernacle of Moses or an actual temple. And so they're preparing themselves. And it turns out the U.S. Embassy that they're going to build in Jerusalem is sitting right where the temple of Herod Agrippa built 2,000 years ago. And guess who's building it? Donald J. Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. What do you think? Isn't that wild? Pretty prophetic, isn't it? You're not going to hear this anywhere else, are you?
No, you're not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We're talking about this. This new U.S. Saudi prince, all the evidence I have, and in prayer, he is not responsible for the death of Khashoggi. It again was the SAD, the same people, by the way, that tortured Prince Alawi bin Talal, hung him upside down after they tortured his daughter, and threatened him until he actually knocked Alex Jones off of the social media, Apple and Facebook, or Twitter, I think it was on one of the social media where he owned a big chunk of stock. I think Bin Talal owned 5% of Apple, which is a huge corporation, and his money quadrupled in value over the period next decade. And people don't understand that our SAD actually runs the state of Saudi Arabia and Israel. They're not autonomously run by all the multiple states in the state of Israel or by the Saudi government. They're run by us, just like the secret agencies that run the European Union, including Macron, is run again also by the SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA. So is ISIS. I mean, these are all proxies for our intel agencies that run all the dialectic of our opposition and the invasion force against them. And so when you announce this place where the ISIS has their headquarters, John McInsane actually did selfie face pictures in 2009 near Tamim and Ramon, because we supply them with sat phones and military hardware and equipment and training. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't.
And they don't understand that we actually are, we are not only our creator, even create our own enemies. For example, after World War II, we gave the centrifuges and the scintillation technology to the Russians so they could create nukes. They didn't do it on their own. Without their transfer, and then we then charged, and I think we basically killed these so-called spies.
Yeah. This is mentioned in Major Jordan's diary.
Right, that the actual spies were killed away to silence them so they wouldn't tell the truth, that our intel agencies flew. In fact, I talked to Russians who told me this face-to-face, literally, and on audio, that they knew that without America flying into Alaska to Russia, scintillating material and centrifuges, they could have never made nuclear bombs. So we created our enemy, just like we had Bill Clinton, his government transferred supercomputer technology and long-range targeting when they set up their satellite uplinks for the low Earth orbit satellite system called the Iridium system. And I traveled around the country to 42 cities in Israel with the Prophecy Club specifically talking about this with specific technical details, that the low Earth orbit satellite called Iridium was set up by our intel agency specifically to transfer to China and Russia targeting technologies to U.S. cities. So they couldn't hit the broadside of a continent until after we did this project under Bill Clinton, that transferred it through the proxy company in London called Lockheed Martin Inter Sputnik. And we transferred it through transfers of technology directly to them so they could accurately target our cities, so they could make much smaller nukes, have multiple nukes and warheads that could accurately blow our cities up that wouldn't hit the broadside of a continent beforehand. Isn't that wild?
This is so true, Dr. Deagle.
You're not going to hear this from anybody else, including the knuckleheads on this network or anywhere else. This, whether it's fearful of having Dr. Deagle on, because I've been on the inside above top secret clearance, the same level as a president or higher, and I have a photographic memory, and I know all the technical details of everything. And people don't understand this. Donald Trump is basically like a clown in there, as far as I'm concerned right now. Because if he literally had the chance to talk to you and I for a couple of hours, this man would have come to Jesus talk. And he realized that the people around him, including Mick Mulvaney, Mickey Mouse, and previous guy Kelly, and these other idiots around him like John Lightning Bolt, and this latest one is leaving office at the United Nations, Nikki Haley, these people are bastards, monsters, and devils, aren't they? And they all have a globalist regime that's either the left or the right side of the dialectic of Lucifer. And on the other side, we've got Hillary Clinton and all these other maniacs like Beto O'Rourke and others that are, here in California, the Attorney General. These are just the other side of the dialectic of Luciferic control that they want to bring on us. It doesn't matter if you get left or right, you're still going to be cooked. It's like asking a shrimp before it's made for dinner, "Hey, shrimp, do you like to be flambéed or sautéed?" Either way, you're going to be dinner, right? So we're being prepared by the Luciferic control system to accept Donald Trump's version of the New World Order, or Hillary Clinton or her proxy if she's a king or queen maker. That's what's going on, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Dr. Bill.
And you're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're not. You better stay with Trump. I said, of course I stay with Trump. I want to have a chance to mano-a-mano with the man. I would even have to pay the airline ticket to fly your carcass from California to sit down with Trump for a couple hours and have a mano-a-mano talk, just you and him, in the Oval Office or somewhere else privately. Because you know what? The man shows he doesn't get it, does he?
So far, that's within the case.
And if he does get it, and he's still collaborating, it means he's evil. I don't think he gets it. I think the man has good intentions, but it's like all high-level Masons are really caught in the web of this mess. You know, they call it the spider's web, which is another analogy the Masons use. That's why he goes from one level of illumination to another level. Before you know it, you're so deep in it, you realize at the 17th level of the York Rite, you're worshipping Lucifer. They tell you straight up the name of the inevitable one that controls the world. At the 17th York Rite, before you even get to the 11 levels of illumination at the 33rd degree, you're worshipping Lucifer, the master of the blue light, the most intelligent created being in the history of the universe. And people don't give the devil his due, do they? They think, oh, he's just an idiot. No, he's suicidal. He's evil as hell. He's so clever that your average human mind can't conceive of this man. But guess what? This being, guess what? God has armed me with the truth, and I can dissemble this man. That's why Satan and his minions are terrified of Deagle. Justifiably. aren't they?
Well, I'm glad at least that President Trump does not go along with climate change policies.
Well, that's really good, but the problem is, you see, he's not hardening our cities against power grid attacks from EMP weapons. He's not fixing our coastal line from coastal destruction. The waves up in Northern California are up to 40 feet in high. He's not using weather modification to protect our forests from giant fires like in Northern California. Like I saw the Cal Fire list that we went over with Deborah Tavares here. And you can go and Google it yourself, and you list all the cities, including the city I live in, Vista. Last year, we saw about 20-plus degrees across the horizon, ready to burn down our home down here in Vista, California. There's no reason for it. If you had proper equipment and managing of the chaparral and so on, and the technologies like I've thought up, and I'm going to try to get patents for it, which is a plasma positron beam technology that shoots a beam of positronic hydrogen at fires and cuts off the electron transport chain, cuts it off, and then sprays carbon nanotubes at the area to cut off the oxygen supply as a fire retardant that's non-toxic. People don't realize that we're purposely being victimized by globalist plans to actually create fires and destroy our coastal areas and our cities and towns and burn us out of our homes. They don't believe it. They think we're idiots. No, you're the idiot out there because you don't want to dare challenge us, because we can show you with public documents these maniacs are doing it. The same way John W. Spring, you can quote that this town in northern Syria is the headquarters of ISIS, and I guarantee you they haven't got rid of it. They're flying out senior leaders of ISIS so they don't die. Like, what's his name? This guy that has a name from actually a Christian martyr of a couple centuries ago. What's his name? I'm trying to remember. That apparently they killed him like three times. It's like, no, this guy's not like, he's not dead three times. I mean, this guy's an actor that, worked for the Israeli government in our intel agencies, and he's still manipulating the public to believe that somehow the beast of Islam is gone. No, it's not. It's not gone at all, is it? And it's only a proxy, by the way, of the New World Order. The New World Order loves to cozy up to Islam because they think they're a really good weapon to use against the West. Of 11.6 million Muslims in America, 20% would do a jihad against America and kill fellow Americans if they were called. 52% of Muslims in America, by their own internal searches, would believe in Sharia law, which means their law is above state and federal law. Do you know that?
Yes.
20% would kill Americans on a jihad, and 52% believe in Sharia. Damn it. And these people may be doctors, lawyers, engineers, and people with a high education, so it doesn't friggin' matter.
Yes.
75% of Muslim mosques in America preach jihads and superiority of Islam over the profane, which they consider everybody else other than themselves.
Personally, I think the percentage that believes in Sharia law is higher. That's
my opinion. Yeah, I think you're right. And, I want people to wish them a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, but let's say Merry Truce to you, and may you be released from the bonds of slavery to bad ideas that will end your days, not just prematurely from health issues, from toxic things like Fukushima Daiichi and toxic scale radiation 5G networks that Donald Trump authorized January 27, 2018. But he's going to release you from the death of the soul caused by buying into a Luciferic plan, whether it's a Donald Trump version on the right or a Hillary Clinton and Ocasio-Cortez version on the left. So don't be sold by Lucifer. He has all the brands in his cabinet to sell you, like a traveling salesman. Thank you, John W. We'll do some videos over the holiday because your show we won't see.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.